Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Hey, I'm going to do a PDF review. Haven't done one of those in a while. Do that right after this.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right. I recently got a road race type of game. It's not really an RPG, but you could probably do it. And it's from Hankard Fernell's Runehammer games. And it's called Junked, Death Race 22. Very much Car Wars vibe. Very simple D6 dice pool mechanic. It's very beer and pretzels. It looks like a lot of fun. And we'll get to where you can get it in a minute. But it's pretty nice. It's about 26 pages. And, you know, it's a small book. And basically you got something called the stretch. I think it's a stretch. Yeah. And it's just road. You're racing cars almost like a demolition derby. There could be only one. Very, very simple mechanic. You don't even do a character sheet. You do a car sheet. And you basically have 10 points to distribute for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stats for your car. Engine, tires, RAM, guns, and armor. It's not like, you know, there's nothing really big here. You just, you know, you lay out the points and you go. And every time you try to do something like RAM or guns, each point in those boxes equals 1d6. And you roll those. And it's like I said, it's a dice roll. And it's very, very easy. If you get hit, you have an armor roll. If you get hit, you get junked. And if you get junked, you roll a d6. A 6 gets you back in the action. If, you know, all the cars exit the stretch, while you're junked, you're eliminated. When junked, your count is a wreck. And there's also things like barriers, like old cars and things like that, that cannot be moved, that can make you junked, basically, in your car. You got the standard movements, you know, tires to ram things, shows you what kind of armor you have. And it's pretty neat. And you know what? If you are eliminated, which means probably your tires, your car gets junked and eliminated, which means you die. You come back to the game as a Ghost Rider, and it's exactly what it says. You are on a motorcycle, Flaming Skull, different kinds of motorcycles and other things, and you go against the cars. That's another hazard that you have to negotiate when the cars are playing, because they have to avoid these guys, because they will be cackling, laughing, and trying to run right into you. And it's kind of neat. There's one player called the Junker. They're the one that sets up the stretch. You know, and it's going to be like, you know, six segments long, 8 segments long, something like that. And they put stuff in there, you know, barriers and obstacles. And I believe they're also the ones that run the Ghost Riders. But that's it. That's the game. You know, it's, like I said, it's a stripped down Car Wars type game. And I could see this easy. This looks like a lot of fun if I don't have anything else to do. Like, say, if we got a night down or something, we don't have any players. This would be fun to play. And I could see elaborating on this. Very much so. I mean, I could add a role-playing element to this very easily. There is a game out there that is post-apocalyptic, and I cannot remember what the name is. I better go look it up. Ah, yes, Atomic Highway, which has a role-playing. It's role-playing. It's a post-apocalyptic again, but it has, you know, car rules like this. In fact, you get a character sheet and a car sheet. And I could easily tack this on onto that, or tack that onto this, as either expansion of this set or use this as the rules for racing and for going down the highway, whatever. You know, I can elaborate on the kind of guns you got. And you know, cause the guns do, you know, 1d6 or however many you put in the guns category. And I could elaborate on that. That would be very easy. You know, it's just, it's got a lot of potential. Let me put it that way. If you want to elaborate on this, I could add this to like Mutant Future or Gamma World. It would fit right in. And it's just, it's down and dirty, like I said, and it's not very long. And you can play it in a night. That'd be a lot of fun. Let's see where we can find it. What do we got? Okay, the best place to get it is from DriveThruRPG. The PDF is $2.50. If you want a print, you can get a print book for $3. If you want both, $5.50, you'll get both the print and the PDF. So, like I said, for not a few bucks, you've got a nice, nice little system here that can be built on. I love Runehammer games because they come up with such creative, you know, things to do in role-playing and other things. I mean, yeah, index card RPG and all that. But you got like, you know, you got Warp Shell, you got Viking Death Squad, something else I have to look into, and things like that. And, you know, Hankerin just, he comes up with these ideas. And also, once again, I am so envious of his art. I love his art. It's filled with this art. All of his work is. It's very simple, but very evocative. I love it. Absolutely love it. And like I said, this is an easy read, and it's easy on my eyes. Yes. Easy on my eyes. I can actually read this without my glasses, which would be nice. I just get a kick out of seeing. I'm going to have to try this next time we get together. You know, if we don't have anything to do, I'm going to pull out, hey, let's go some junked, you know? What the downside of this to me is there's no real, like, support accessories. I would say you could elaborate on it. You can use a lot of Car Wars stuff with it, probably. But it would be nice if they would have had, like, if you want to come up with characters, you come up with your own character sheets. But, you know, separate, like, auto sheets, or actually some PDF where you can actually print out the stretch, print out the road, and things like that. Maybe cards with Ghost Riders on them, or junk cars, or barriers, or things like that. That's the only thing it's really lacking, at least as far as I found. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt, but I really recommend Junked for just a fun little diversion kind of game. It's almost a zine, you know? And like I said, it's really inexpensive, and give it a try. Let me know what you think. I'd like to know. Anyway, that's a short one. I got to start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Spotify for podcasters. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. And I would thank you. For single donations, my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people. They give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell, thank you very much. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Geek Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.